This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last summer, the U.S. Supreme Court, in the Dobbs decision, overturned Roe versus Wade, which was an unjust, unbiblical, ungodly ruling that resulted in the death of about 66 million preborn children in America. And children, babies are still dying today. And in fact, more babies are dying in the state of Florida than ever before. Why? Because surrounding states have either outlawed abortion or made abortion only legal in very rare circumstances. In the state of Mississippi, they don't even have an abortion clinic. It's not outlawed, but there's no abortion clinic in the state. And surrounding states are either outlawing abortion or making it almost impossible for a woman to kill her baby or to pay an abortionist to rip her baby girl limb from limb and to crush her baby girl's skull. Now, why am I saying baby girl? Well, you know, over half of all abortions and abortion rights advocates say, well, this is a woman's right. Well, what about the preborn women? What about the little girls that are being ripped limb from limb? Yesterday, we had a March for Life, and there was a young teenage girl that was holding a sign with a quote from one of my friends who actually survived abortion, Gianna Jessen. And she said, if abortion is a woman's right, where was my right? She was actually, the abortionist attempted to kill her through saline solution, which is highly toxic. It actually burns the baby's skin. She had spinal bifida, which, by the way, could have been corrected with a corrective surgery in utero, but she had spinal bifida. Because of this, she doesn't walk as you and I would walk. Her spinal column was damaged, and it's more of a challenge. By the way, she has accomplished great things, including even finishing a marathon, but just tremendous determination. One of the things she says is, I will not be a victim. But her rights, she didn't have any rights when she was in the womb. And none of the baby girls that are ripped limb from limb by abortion or poisoned by saline solution or are delivered through a violent delivery through chemical abortion that also cuts off the hormones that allow them to continue to develop. Those baby girls don't have any rights. So preborn children need to have a right to life. There is no right that should mean that someone else gets killed, especially when that person is innocent. It's one thing if you have someone that's a mass murderer or someone who murders. The Bible says if you murder someone, you should be put to death. Why? Because we're created in God's image. Because we're created in God's image, we are His image bearer, and we actually, our lives are valuable and should be protected even with the death penalty. But when you have someone that is innocent, someone who has done nothing, someone who has not committed a capital offense, and in fact hasn't even been out in population to commit a capital offense, that you really have, when you have that person and you are sentencing them to death because of the convenience, so that a woman can live the life that she wants to live without bearing this child or because a man can have intimate relations with a woman and not bear the responsibility of being a father, or because grandparents don't want this child because this child is viewed as inconvenient, this child is viewed as something that they don't want, something that is bothering them, something that is going to cramp their style. Maybe they feel they don't have enough money for this child. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.
Welcome back to a Faster PC Live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. And we have the live stream going over there on Facebook, working on getting the live stream going over on getting going at Facebook, working on that. So I actually started the stream, but I started it on the wrong page. So I'm going to correct that. Had a different page that I was logged into last week after the show. So anyway, I'll get that going. And, of course, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. And that's what we do, your computer problems, your technical problems, to answer your questions here. So we want to help you with all the issues that you have going on.
computer-wise at least. You know, we could try to solve some others, but we'll stick to computers and technology today. So let me just I'm pasting this the streaming key over into our streaming software to get the live Facebook feed going over there. And you know, hey, we sometimes we make some mistakes you know, when we're actually you know, typing something in. And again, you know, this mistake here today was just that we were working on streaming to the live to the wrong location. So, but anyway, you know, those types of things happen when you're managing you know, quite a few pages. And but we're here ready to answer your computer questions, ready to answer your technology questions. And this is what we do on a regular basis, day in, day out basis, to help you resolve your computer problems and your technical problems. So what you want to do here is just give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. That's the number to a Faster PC Live technical support where you can get your questions answered. You can get your computer questions answered, your technical questions answered. And one of the things we'll talk about today, if we have time, we're going to talk about some of the things we're seeing in our shop and on site as we're dealing with various issues. And cybersecurity is one of the big ones. We also, if we have time, we'll talk about how you can stream some of the NFL playoffs, how you can watch that if you don't have cable, because I know some of you out there don't have cable anymore, and there's others that have cable but are thinking, wow, could I cut this bill down? Could I reduce the amount that I'm paying each month and without missing some of the things that I like to watch? So we'll talk about that if we have time today. But right now, we're going to the lines. We have John on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. John, how can we help you today?
I was wondering if you can tell me how to... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
All right. How do I retrieve passwords on my Windows 10 or 11 computer?
Okay, so retrieving passwords. So are you saying you save these maybe in your browser?
I guess I save them to Microsoft. I think that's where they will.
Okay. Well, when you say save them to Microsoft, are you saying you use the Microsoft Edge web browser and you save the passwords there?
Yes.
Okay. So what you do, we'll go over, I'll actually show this on the screen. I'll verbally describe it. So I know you may be listening on the radio, but if you go over to our Facebook live video or our YouTube live video, you'll be able to watch this right now. But we're going to click on Edge. And I actually don't have any saved passwords because I don't save passwords because it's really not a safe way to do things. But I know a lot of people do because, you know, you can't, it's difficult to remember your passwords. So a lot of people do, but I don't save passwords because I know I can see the passwords, and I'm about to show you how you can see them. But one of the things we see is that when people let hackers or scammers into their computer, the scammers and the hackers can see the passwords also. So, you know, that's why I don't save them. But we're going to open up Edge. And when we open up Edge, and Edge is Microsoft's browser, and the icon looks, well, I guess it's kind of designed to look like an E, like the old Edge, but to me it looks like a wave. And it actually has a light green, almost a yellowish green, going to a turquoise or a, you know, a blue-green, going around the circle to where it's blue at the bottom. So, you know, there's gradual changes in the color. That's the icon. And we're going to click in right below the X in the upper right-hand corner. There's three dots that are horizontal, and those say send settings and more. So we're going to click on that, and we're going to go down to settings. So here in settings, what we're going to search for is passwords. Okay, so when we search for passwords, passwords will show up. And we will, in fact, I search for just password. If I type, go ahead and type in passwords, it didn't really reduce much. But I have here underneath, there's a section called passwords. I can click there, and this will actually show any passwords that I have saved. And again, I don't have any that I have saved. You see here, I can add a password, but if I had any here, they would show up. Now, down below this, there's two that I've set to never save passwords, and those are oneview.malwarebytes.com and also routerlogin.net. But if I had passwords that I had saved, I would see the websites underneath the saved passwords. I could click on one of those links, and I would be able to see the password to the right. Now, if you have a password on your account or a PIN on your account, you probably will have to type that in to be able to get there to see that password. So that's the one thing. Of course, you know when I say a password, I'm talking about when you turn your computer on, you're going to have a password or a PIN, or maybe maybe you could, typically if you have a Microsoft account, you are going to have a password. Many people don't remember that they have a password, but you're also going to have a PIN. And I don't recall whether Edge requires the password or whether they allow you to type the PIN, but you're going to have to type one of those two typically to be able to see the account. Of course, if you don't have, or be able to see the password, if you don't have a password for your account, it could be a local account. Your Windows account could be a local account which doesn't have a password. And if that's the case, then you won't have a password to type in there. But you will be able to, there'll be a little eyeball, you'll be able to see the password, and you can see what it is. You could write it down. What we recommend for password management is to use a spreadsheet. We've shown this in the past, to use a spreadsheet. You can open up a Excel spreadsheet. You can do this in LibreOffice as well, which is a free Microsoft Office compatible. They're not Microsoft Office, but it's compatible with Office. But anyway, you want to put maybe the URL or website address in column A. You want to put the username in column B. You put the password in column C. I misspelled username, but you get the idea here. And you can put security questions, security answers, and several of those. You can put other things. Some websites have pins, but then you can actually save this with protection, password protected, so that you have to type a password to get into it, which means that other people can't get into it and see it, but you'll be able to get in there and see the password. So hopefully that helps you and answers your question.
Yes, it did.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions, your computer and technology questions. Ready to help you with resolving your computer and technology problems as well. So, give us a call, 772-340-1590, and we are going right to the lines. We have Jim on the line. Sorry we couldn't get to you in the last segment, Jim, but welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have AT&T DSL, and it's been off since January 2nd. They say they have technical problems with their equipment, and they keep putting it off, and we're supposed to have it by the 24th of January. That's the last AJ talked about. So I don't know if you've heard of that or...
Wow. I have not heard of that, and I'm just doing a search on the internet. I would imagine, because we haven't heard of that from our customers, because we do have some customers that are on DSL still. Of course, AT&T really wants you to move over to UVerse, and this might be, or in some areas they actually have fiber, and the fiber is faster and probably, I don't know if it's less expensive or not. I think their fiber plans are starting around $50 a month, and for a 50 megabit download, and probably about the upload might be the same, which is pretty amazing if you can get that speed. I know you know, fiber has been coming into more and more neighborhoods. Are you in a location where you can get another internet service provider, or is AT&T the only one you can get at this location?
No, I hear Comcast has it. I don't know any others, but we're very close to Port St. Lucie Civic Center.
Okay, great. So. Yeah, I would. Yeah, so if you're real close to Port St. Lucie Civic Center, I know that AT&T has done fiber installs in some of the neighborhoods near there. So it's possible that AT&T is just not servicing their DSL as much and kind of wants you to push you over to fiber. But you are in a unique opportunity here where, I mean, obviously, if you've been down since the 2nd, I mean, that's almost 3 weeks. That's really... ridiculous. I mean, Monday will be 3 weeks. So, yeah. So that's really ridiculous to be down that long. So I would say, I would be looking for another provider. You know, in fact, I would have been looking for another provider probably on day two, if they can't provide you with better and faster, faster connection than that, you know, more reliable, because you need to address that. One thing you can do, Comcast does have some great deals for new subscribers. So, you could give them a call, or it'll be maybe difficult to check on the internet unless you can, you have a computer that you can take to the library or to a hotspot, maybe it's a laptop, or maybe you can go to the library and use one of their computers, and you can actually go to Comcast and subscribe to the service, or again give them a call. I know that they will offer you a really great deal for the first year or maybe the first 2 years, and of course they'll want to raise the price after that. One of the things that you can do is you can kind of switch back and forth between Comcast and AT&T to always have that low price, or you can call them up and threaten to switch back and forth. Or if you're married, you could have the contract in your name one time and then open up another contract. If they won't renegotiate at the lower price, open another contract in your wife's name, at the end of it. But the biggest thing is that right now you need to get internet, and I think there's a good chance you'll be able to do that at a lower price than what you're currently paying with AT&T. And of course, you'll get that connected fairly quickly. I mean, you're going to have to have time to get their equipment in, so they'll ship that equipment. I don't know how quickly they'll get that, if they'll overnight it or if they'll ship it ground, but it might be a few days before you get their equipment in. They may actually have a technician that comes out to your location to do an install if your house is not already wired and ready for Comcast. But if it's all wired and ready, they may just ship you a self-install kit and you actually go for it. One thing to note with Comcast, with AT&T, they typically will sell you the modem, and then a lot of times they'll give you a rebate that pays for the modem after you've been with them for a few months. Comcast rents you the modem. And we have customers that have been paying $14 a month or $15 a month or $20 a month for 10 years or 20 years. I mean, you can imagine, these modems don't cost all that much. I mean, we sell modems. In fact, we have one in stock, a modem that's compatible with Comcast. And we also have routers in stock. And so, you know, that's another way to go. You could get your own modem and get your own router. And sure, you're going to have to pay for it up front. But, you know, if you calculate $14, $15, $20 a month, it doesn't take too long before you could pay for that modem and own it and not have to deal with, not have to pay that monthly fee. And it might be a way to get up quicker because you won't have to wait for their modem to come. But, definitely you can do their modem if you want to. But, just know that you are going to pay in addition to the amount that they tell you, you're going to pay that amount extra, whatever amount they're charging you for the equipment, you're going to pay that extra. And again, it doesn't take long before you could have bought it yourself, bought your own equipment, and then you won't have to pay them the extra $15 a month or however much they're going to charge you for it.
Right. So AT&T has U-verse, which is a fiber.
Well, okay, they have DSL, and the next step up is U-verse, and then they have fiber, and fiber is different from, all three of them are different. The DSL and the U-verse use the same copper lines. The fiber, they actually are installing fiber in certain neighborhoods. And you would know if they've installed fiber because you probably would see them digging up near the road. And you would probably see signs that fiber is here. Call, this number to get set up, signed up with fiber. And I know that there are some neighborhoods near there that have fiber because I know that I have a friend that lives near there that actually did get set up with fiber not too long ago.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And is there a smaller internet companies, or do you got to go with these major companies?
Well, okay, so when you say smaller internet companies, I mean, there are probably the smallest internet company right now is Elon Musk's Starlink. It's satellite internet. It's actually more expensive. It's not going to be as fast and it's going to cost you more than you're going to be able to get from AT&T or Comcast. But for some of our listeners that are west of town that may not be able to get AT&T or Comcast, we have some customers that we're using for the broadband, which they have a 20-foot tower in their yard that's connecting via microwave signal to another tower, or where they have another Hughes satellite. We have some of those that have switched over to Starlink, and it is satellite internet. And so they're getting internet that way. And for those people that don't have another option, it's a great option. But since you have the option of AT&T or Comcast, and one of the things I always do, if one of them isn't delivering, they get kicked to the curb, and let's go with the other one. In the future, if you start having problems, if you go to Comcast and you start having problems with Comcast, well, you would have the option of switching to AT&T. But hopefully, biggest thing is to get up, get running, and, obviously find a plan that works for you. One of the things all of the providers will try to sell you more than what you need. You probably don't need a huge speeds. You know, a lot of, I mean, you can even get gigabit speeds. Well, do you need gigabit speeds? What are you doing there? You're running a web server farm? I mean, probably not. You know, we actually, at my house, we actually have a service that's around 50 megabits per second. And it's fine. We actually are able to stream on a big screen TV. We're able to stream on multiple devices at once without anyone really seeing any problems. So, you know, you don't necessarily need the latest, greatest, fastest speeds. You know, and they'll say, well, you need this speed. You know, you need 100 megabits per second, 200 megabits per second. You know, well, you can get that if you want to, but you probably don't need it, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's great.
All right. Thank you very much, and I wish you success. If you need any help with that, we can certainly assist you with that that setup. Or, you know, we do have the modem, Comcast modem and router in stock as well. It's not a Comcast modem. It's a modem that's compatible with Comcast. So. All right.
Thank you very much for all your time and knowledge.
You're welcome, Jim. You're welcome. So one of the things I did want to talk about today is just some of the things that we have seen recently. And one of the things that we have seen is we're seeing, and this is something that's a repeated occurrence, we're seeing a lot of computers this week where the customers were tricked into clicking on a link. And that link launched a malicious script. And they got an email that said, hey, you know, we charged you this much money and call this number if you need to make any, you know, inquiries or, you know, if this is a mistake. Well, you know, with a legitimate company, you would call the number and you would talk to them and you would get resolution. But what you have to realize, those emails don't come out from legitimate companies in most cases. In most cases, and in fact, the amounts that they're charging are outrageous amounts. Last week, we showed one that actually said, hey, it came to me, and it said, you know, it was supposedly from the Geek Squad about my new Geek Squad subscription. Well, I don't need the Geek Squad. I'm not being prideful here, but I do have more computer knowledge than they have. In fact, those of you listening might have more computer knowledge than the Geek Squad. Just saying, you know, I don't know for sure, but I'm just saying it might be. But anyway, one of the things last week, the email that I got was actually trying to trick me into opening up an attachment, which would have launched malicious code. Now, if I would have launched that malicious code, who knows what would have happened. My data might have been encrypted. I steered clear of that. But one of the things that I did do is I went ahead and one of the things that a lot of the emails come out is they actually come out and they have a phone number. And the people call the number. And then the scammers talk them into letting them on their computer. And then they install remote software so that they can get on the computer at any time. And these aren't trusted people. I mean, we're a trusted company. These aren't, they're not trusted. I wouldn't trust them. And, you know, and then they're actually sometimes getting into bank accounts. You got to steer clear of that and do not click the links. Do not call the number.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your computer and technology questions. And Cliff was chatting that he actually received a clickbait from Costco, or it said it was from Costco. It really wasn't from Costco. It was from a scammer. You have to realize, just because the email says it's from Costco, or says it's from PayPal, or says it's from Microsoft, or says it's from Apple, or says it's from whoever, doesn't mean, says it's from your bank, doesn't mean that it's from there. You want to steer clear. You want to look at the links. See, do they go to, do the links go to Costco? Do the links go to, you know, to to where it purports to go? Is the email from a Costco email address? Cliff knew, and because he had never shopped at Costco. But you know what? One of the things when you actually and Cliff says that the URL was not correct. So that's one of the things when you go to what is the URL? That's the website address. So we'll switch over, and we do have a caller on the line that we'll get to in just a second. I just want to show this though. So if we go out here to a website, and we go to let's say we actually click on, well, let me try to click on something that's not too provocative out there. But anyway, I didn't even really look at this one all the way, but this address at the top of your browser, this https://www.msn.com something else, if it were a Costco address, if it really were a Costco link, it would end in costco.com. If it goes anywhere else, it's not Costco. I can really guarantee you that. So you want to steer clear of those types of, and you want to examine it, see what email address it came from, see if it really is who it purports to be, and you want to protect yourself from that. So anyway, those are some things you can do, and really, if there's any, if there's any question in your mind whether this is legitimate, let's say it's from, so supposedly from your bank, call your bank. And here's another tip: don't use Google to find the number for your bank. Why do I say that? Well, we have a lot of people, a lot of customers that use Google to search for companies' numbers, and they end up getting a scammer. Like, you might search for, let's say, Microsoft support. Well, you're probably going to find Microsoft, but you're also going to find iscamyou.com that provides quote unquote Microsoft support. And so you have to really watch and protect yourself so that you're not falling for these scams. So we're going to the lines here. We have Cameron on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC live technical support, Cameron. How can we help you today?
Hey, so one thing I wanted to kind of just say is I'm very grateful that the scammers aren't super intelligent or very skilled, because most of the time you'll just see UltraViewer or AnyDesk or some quick connection, and they don't establish remote persistence. When I was in college for cybersecurity, they taught us using Metasploit and Kali to establish that remote persistence. So most of the time, we can just uninstall that TeamViewer, see, because what they'll do is we'll export all the Chrome passwords, and
yes,
we'll see if the customer has passwords that need to be changed.
Yes.
We still run a rootkit scan to see if there are rootkits, but in the 15 years I've been doing this, I have not seen a legitimate skilled scammer install a persistent rootkit. So one good thing about all this is just a little bit of knowledge that you're providing, like the awesome knowledge you're providing, people can avoid those scams, or those companies, yes, like yourself, that can remove them.
Yes. Yeah, and we always, one of the things that we provide as a service for our customers, sometimes customers will call up and they'll say, hey, I just got this email. Is this legitimate? Can you log in and take a look at this? And we can log into their system and we can actually take a look and help them, first of all, learn how to detect for themselves. And that's one of the things we do on this show, learn how you can detect for yourself whether the threat is legitimate or not. And then also, we can actually get in there and we can see whether if you do fall for the link, we can remove it afterward, because we are seeing typically when the scammers get into your system, they are doing things like Cameron is saying, they're exporting your saved passwords. So if you have your bank save password. Well, you better get out and change that quickly. In fact, you probably contact your bank account and your bank and maybe have them lock your accounts temporarily. A lot of people are actually even having to open up a new account, close out the one they had and open up a new one. We've had customers and big amounts of money even. We've had customers that have had $20,000 transferred from their bank, and they've actually assisted the scammers in doing it to quote unquote protect the money from being stolen without realizing that they were actually participating themselves in and helping the hackers and the scammers actually steal the money from them. And you know, I know there's different people with different classes and different amounts of money in your bank account, but for most people, $20,000 is a major, major loss. And especially when you're retired and you have a limited fixed income, that 20 grand, losing 20 grand when you're 80 years old or 70 years old, some of our customers are not in their 90s even. When you lose that much money, that's huge.
So one thing I wanted to pick your brain about real quick was, so you've seen people go to a regular website, and all of a sudden a malicious ad will take over the whole page.
Yes.
They'll be screaming, do not turn off your computer. Your IP address has been used for bad things. Call this number.
Yes.
It was even so bad that if you go to Google and type in Facebook.com, C-O-N, there'll be
yes.
a promoted ad link at the top of the page that takes them to that scam page. The way I've kind of figured it is the scammers get with the Google ad networks, the Bing ad networks, and they put a legitimate ad in, and then they swap it out with a malicious
sure.
one after it's
yes.
been approved. Do you
yes.
have an opinion on how they're going through? Because it's through Google ad network that these full...
Yeah, and we're seeing these...
happening.
Yeah, we're seeing these from... even from the Microsoft Start page, we've seen ads where even like with the Microsoft Bing search engine, and I even demonstrated on this show, probably I don't know year and a half ago, doing a search for Microsoft account login page, and finding a page that wasn't a Microsoft page, and it was actually showed up before the Microsoft page as an ad. And so Microsoft's paying, you know, receiving, you know, so much money per click for people to go to this page, as opposed to actually giving them the information on how to actually go to the Microsoft login page themselves. And so that's why searching can be so dangerous, because even companies like Microsoft, even when you're searching to find them, their own website will make a quarter or a dollar per click, you know, they'll take that over getting you to the site you're actually wanting to go to, even when it's their site. I mean, that is outrageous
right.
and egregious. So,
I'm sure
so definitely one
Microsoft,
of the things
Google Ads before.
Yeah. So one of the things that can happen, and all these scammers they do this. They will, you know, because ads do have an approval process, they'll go with that, you know, they'll put up something legitimate, and then they can switch it, they can redirect the URL. A lot of URLs, you know, especially if they're using a tiny URL or bit.ly that can be redirected, they can just change where it's going to go to a malicious site. Another thing that happens is web servers that host all of these ads, you know, especially like, let's say you go to the Microsoft, you just open up, in fact, I'll click over here to a full screen to show this. Let's say we open up the Microsoft Edge. This, it comes up to, by default, unless you've changed your default, comes up to the Microsoft Start page, where if you don't have ad blockers, I have ad blockers here, I'm going to see a lot of ads. Those ads are images. Those images can be infected. Those images are stored on a server. If that server is infected, the hackers can actually infect the images so that the images can launch malicious code and malicious script. When you go to the site and that ad is displayed, you get the pop-up that says your computer is infected. Do not turn this. And let me tell you, we have listeners to this show. We have customers that have been with us for a long time that should know better, that will call the number before they call us. And we'll say, you know, sometimes when they bring their computer in, they're like, well, I called you. Well, it's good you called us. But they're like, but I called them first. And that's really, really dangerous to actually call them, to call the scammers, to call the hackers. You don't realize that the messages coming up was put there by the people who are going to answer the phone when you call them. So you really want to steer clear of this, and you want to protect yourself from this type of thing. One of the things that we do is we first of all block the ads. If you see anything like that, one of the things you would want to do, some people just turn off their computer. You could certainly do that, although you can't. You are risking corrupting your operating system. Typically, the F4 button will close out the page that you're on. And so that's F4 on your keyboard. So that's a one way that you can do that, just to get the page closed out. So depending on your keyboard, especially if you have a laptop, you might need to press the function key to do that. And it's actually Alt F4 will actually close out the window. So that will do it. It'll get that window closed out. Most likely, it's not actually an infection that's installed on your computer. It's just a malicious ad that was popped up. Then if you open up the page again, what you'll see sometimes is restore the previous pages. You don't want to do that if you just had something like that. We can actually scan the system, make sure everything's clean, make sure that you don't have any infections or any bugs running around in there. And but better yet, you want to know what to do right off the bat. We've logged into customers' computer while the message is up there, closed it out for them so that they don't have any problems. And you definitely never, ever, ever want to call that number and let someone else that you don't know and shouldn't trust into your system, because that can be dangerous. You don't know what they're
going to
do.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Abolish Abortion and Protect Every Innocent Human Life, Part 2.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com. or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.